Praise the Lord, good morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of 2 Thessalonians. Book of 2 Thessalonians, chapter 3. And let's read verse 1 to 5, then we'll pray. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 1 to 5. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have a free course and be glorified, even as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith, but the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. And we have confidence in the Lord, touching you, that ye both do and will do the things which we command you. And the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ. Amen. It's Apostle Paul asking you prayer, and we ask you prayer for from our brethren who have the same mind, because not all people have faith, and there are many who are non-reasonable people who oppose the truth, and we need to pray. We need to pray, Lord, thank you for this wonderful day. Lord, we come before you in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. And Lord, we pray, Lord, that your word, O God, may have a free course and be glorified. O Lord, even as you were with the remnant who stay and continue in your church and in the teaching, and that you may deliver us, deliver our brethren from unreasonable and wicked men, O Lord, for not all men have faith, O Lord. But we trust you, Lord, that you are faithful, who will establish us and keep us, keep your church from all evil. Thank you, Lord. We trust you, God. We have confidence in you that you will continue to sustain your church. But you to sustain us even in so worldly world, so worldly churches around us, so worldly people. Oh God, you will be the one to help us to escape all the corruption in this world, the immoralities, the wickedness, the corruption in the teaching, in the discipline of your word. Oh God, we trust you, oh God, that you will continue to help us, continue to guide us, to continue to do what is right and just, oh God. We trust you, oh God. We pray by faith that you lead us, you guide us, you help us, you strengthen us to go on and serve you wholeheartedly. Let's confess to the Lord our sins, and let us come to him in repentance. If you are doing your own will, if you are doing your own plans, if you are living in sin, if you are doing something that is not right, time for you to renounce these things. God is interested today with a U-turn in your life, to come back fully to him, wholeheartedly seeking him, obeying his word, his command, and he will be the one to bless. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the salvation we have in you. Thank you for your blood that cleans us from all trespasses, from all iniquities. As we repent, as we renounce, you are there with us, with your church, with your people, who are coming to you faithfully, O God. Bless the faithful people, O God. Thank you, God. Thank you for the people who have set their life as example to others to follow the truth and follow the right way of life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Redeemer. We bless you. We magnify you. We adore you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, help us and guide us and strengthen us with your love and your mercy. And now let's come ask him our needs. Big need or small needs, whatever needs, spiritual needs, personal needs, family needs, whatever need is there, financial need, health need, let's ask the Lord. He will give us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Jesus. Hear our prayers, Lord. Hear our cry. We trust you. You will help us. You will sustain us. In the name of Jesus. Provide, provide, provide. Answer the prayers of your church and your people. Thank you, Lord. Let's give thanks to him for all the good things, for the answer of prayers, for the word of God, for the gift of the Holy Spirit, for the gift of prayers, for the word of God that we have, for the church, for his ministry to us, for the salvation, for our names are written in heaven. Let's give thanks for our jobs, our income, our resources, our families, our spouses, our children. Let's give thanks for all these things, for the good health, for the sleep, for the shelter, for the bed, for the food that we have, for the time of rest, for the time of visitation, time of fellowship, his graces to us, his provision to us. Let's give thanks. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. You are great God. We bless you, Lord. We magnify you, God. Let's pray for our families. Pray for our children, for spouses. Yes, Lord. Let's pray. Help us, Lord, help us. Guide us, Lord, guide us. Be with us, Lord, be with us. Thank you, Redeemer. Thank you for your grace and your mercy, Jesus. Bless our families. That more love, more fruit of the Holy Spirit will be nursed and nurtured there. I pray for children to raise up in the fear of yours. They will dedicate their heart fully to you, to serve you. The youth, the children, all of them, they will commit their life in your service and your ministry, O God. Raise up people like Daniel, like Joshua, O Lord, like Joseph, who have set their heart to serve you wholeheartedly in the name of Jesus. Continue to lead us and guide us to raise up and to lead our families and the children in the fear of yours. In the name of Jesus, I pray for each and every family to help family worship daily and also Bible study and worship, to reach out the neighborhood with your word, to be a blessing to others, to let your light shine before men. There will be salt of the earth. Thank you, God. Bless you. Provide for all the needs of the families. Pray for your job. Pray for the place that you are working. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the places that we work, for our incomes, for our bosses, Lord. Thank you for the salaries we receive. We commit ourselves, Lord, to preach your word in these places and to be good example to others, that we are diligent, that we are in Christ, that to show your goodness to them, O God, in word and action and deed, express more fruit of the Holy Spirit, love, joy, and peace, gentleness, kindness, self-control, patience, long-suffering. Lord, you help us, you guide us, you be with us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master. Thank you for everything you give. I pray for all the companies to be blessed for the sake of your people, that they will receive salaries on time. And I pray for all the pending salaries to be paid to them. They will pay it to them, O God. They will give it to them in the name of Jesus. You make our Lord, teach them, I pray also for our brethren to be faithful in giving their tithes and offerings and their first fruit to you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, Jesus. We bless you, Master. Let's pray now for, pray for your neighborhood, the people that you meet every day in your work, in your, also your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, your colleagues, people that you know from your childhood, in your hometown. Pray that the salvation of God will flow. Pray that out of all this context that you have, out of the people that you are meeting every day, there will be people saved. People will know the Lord. People, they will give their life to you. Lord, lead us and guide us and help us, Lord, to continue to preach your word. Continue to tell about you to others. Continue to be set examples, Lord. We commit ourselves that all our contacts and all the social media that in contact with, that we use it not for any other purpose but to preach your word in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We pray for our friends, our neighbors, our relatives to be saved, oh God. To be saved, to know you, to follow you, to surrender their life and their will unto you, Lord. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Redeemer. Let's pray now for this country that we had been in place, and to every place that the church had extended, through members, through families, through also congregations, to Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Pakistan, Australia, America, Sierra Leone, and Uganda, Nigeria, Malawi, let's pray. Thank you, God. Armenia, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for all where you had a place, your church and your people. We pray for all these places that you have placed us. We pray for provision. Pray for favor from you. We pray for that all the government, that we have favor from them. Whatever offices we need, documentations we need, you will provide. We pray that we commit ourselves to preach your word, to be good citizens, to be in all these countries, that we will also obey the rules and pray for the salvation of those people around us in the governments, Lord, that you reveal yourself to them. You reveal yourself to them in visions and dreams to know you and to follow you. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we bless you, we magnify you. Let's pray now for the let's pray for the nation of Sri Lanka and for the also Ukraine, these two nations, that God will remember them. And thus, Lord, we pray for Ukraine to stop the war. Oh God, not allow it to expand or reach other nations, oh God. We pray that miracles will bind the spirit of fighting and war. We rebuke right now in the name of Jesus. Take it out from the way in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray for our families and our loved ones there. Protect them in this place in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray for Sri Lanka. We pray for the economic crisis and collapse and lack of petrol and fuel and food. Lord, you reverse this crisis and restore the country back for the sake of your people. Bless our church member there. Be with them. Provide for them. Help them, O God. Provide their needs, O God. Help them in their work, in their daily work, in their daily earning. I pray for the schooling for their children to continue in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Master. Lord, we pray for the church to grow. We pray for the vision that you give to our church, that you would do it, multiplication and peace, with implementing the whole will of God. We pray that you will raise up people who fear you, who do the work of yours faithfully. I pray with blessing upon all the ministries of the church, the watchman ministry, the farming, or not, the publication ministry, the translation ministry, the church school, bless it. Use it mightily, Lord. Bless the church clinic, bless the church banking, oh God. We pray that you will continue, Lord, to persevere in serving you, Lord. Bless the watchman ministry, Lord. Bless the youth and the children ministry and the parents, oh God. Oh Lord, help us, guide us. Lord, we commit ourselves, Lord, that we will serve you wholeheartedly. We will continue to preach and evangelize. Enable us to plant more Bible studies and more congregations for the church. I pray that refill us once again with the Holy Spirit and give us the spiritual gifts that we need, especially the gift of evangelism, gift of faith, gift of healing, gift of pastoring, teaching, prophesying, whatever gift and skills and talents we need, Lord, you will help us. You will guide us. You will strengthen us. Lord, you will provide for us, O God. O Lord, we pray for more people to come to faith, more people to receive water baptism, more people to get Holy Spirit baptism in the name of Jesus. Even today, bless our worship. Bless the songs, O God. Bless the prayers. Bless the giving. Bless the message. Bless this recording, O God. O Lord, bless it, anoint it, O God. Make it reach to the places, O Lord, that you want it to reach to the our brethren, to the rest of the congregation, the rest of the body of your church, O God. I pray, use it mightily, Lord. Thank you, God. Anoint our worship. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Welcome. I am. Renew our minds and our thoughts, O Lord God. Change us, O Lord God, to be more of you and less of us, O Lord God. Thank you, O Lord God, you have done everything for us. Thank you, Lord, you even have laid your majesty, O Lord, for us to have the life, a life abundantly, a life eternal, a life that is full, O Lord God, of your blessings. As we come before you, O Lord, may you continue to change our hearts and our minds that we will see your glory. We will see you, O Lord God. We will see you and follow you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, you have bestowed your love to us.
Praise the Lord. Praise God for this wonderful time that God gave us to worship Him. Let's now bring our tithes and our offerings and our first fruits into the storehouse of God so that there be food in the house of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for this wonderful time you give us as we bring to you, Lord, our tithes and our offerings and best fruits and our vows. We ask you, Lord, to open the windows of heaven and bless your church and your people. Bless all the brethren who have committed their lives to the ministry and to provide, to do the things that is correct. Oh Lord, I pray, open the windows of heaven and bless and pour out so much blessing that they will have no place to keep, and rebuke, Lord, the devourer in their life. And Lord, I pray that all nations will know that we are blessed by you. Oh God, we pray that you multiply this and use it for your glory to reach the lost. Oh God, I pray for our brethren who has no income, provide for them. Those who are seeking for a job, give them, oh God. We bless you, magnify you. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's continue today in the message speaking about how to maintain your success and your achievement. We had studied the life of Rehoboam, how from his faults, how we can learn tips, how to maintain our achievement, how to maintain our success. And we had read last week 2 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 1 to 16, and we discussed with it. And today we'll tackle what are the things they have done wrong, and we learn from it so that we can maintain the good things that we had achieved for the Lord. For 3 years they worked good, but 2 years they went back, they backslid in, and they did not persist in their achievement, and then they lose what the Lord had given them. So let's read and let us meditate more. And it came to pass when Rehoboam had established the kingdom and had strengthened himself, he forsook the law of the Lord and all Israel with him. They forsook the Lord. We discussed about that, how they forsook it, what kind of their sin they did. And it came to pass that in the 5th year of King Rehoboam, Shishak, king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem because they have transgressed against the Lord. Because they transgressed, God allowed Shishak to come and invade them with the 1,200 chariots and 70,000 horsemen. And the people were without number that came with him out of Egypt, the Lubims, the Sukims, and the Ethiopians. And he took the fenced cities which pertained to Judah and came to Jerusalem. Then came Shemaiah, the prophet, to Rehoboam and to the princes of Judah that were gathered together to Jerusalem because of Shishak, and said unto him, Thus say the Lord, ye have forsaken me, and therefore have I also left you in the hand of Shishak. Whereupon the princes of Israel and the king humbled themselves, and they said, The Lord is righteous. And when the Lord saw that they humbled themselves, the word of the Lord came to Shemaiah, saying, They have humbled themselves, therefore I will not destroy them, but I will grant them some deliverance. And my wrath shall not be poured out upon Jerusalem by the hand of Shishak. Nevertheless, they shall be his servants, that they may know my service and the service of the kingdoms of the countries. So Shishak, king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem and took away the treasures of the king's house He took all. He carried away also the shears of gold which Solomon had made, instead of which King Rehoboam made shears of brass and committed them to the hands of the chief of the guard that kept the entrance of the king's house. And when the king entered into the house of the Lord, the guard came and fetched them and brought them again into the guard chamber. And when he humbled himself, the wrath of the Lord turned away from him, that he would not destroy him altogether. And also in Judah things went well. So King Rehoboam strengthened himself in Jerusalem and reigned, and reigned. For Rehoboam was 140 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 17 years in Jerusalem, the city which the Lord had chosen out of all the tribes of Israel to put his name there. And his mother's name was Naaman Ammonitess. And he did evil because he prepared not his heart to seek the Lord. Now the act of Rehoboam, first and last, are they not written in the book of Shemaiah the prophet, and of Iddo the seer, concerning genealogies? And there were wars between Rehoboam and Jeroboam continually. And Rehoboam slept with his fathers, and was buried in the city of David. And Abia, his son, reigned in his stead. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for this wonderful time you give us to understand your word. Thank you for the message that you sent to us on time to help us to understand clearly the thing that you want us to do, and to give up certain wrong things, and to trust you, Lord, that you are a great God, that you will help us, you guide us, you will strengthen us, even as we come to you to hear that you will grant repentance to your people who have set their heart to renounce their sin and to come to you, Lord. I pray for the fruit, I pray for deliverance, I pray for people once again to commit their life for you, to you, Lord, to give up their sinful ways and their sinful desires, and to come seeking you and to save you wholeheartedly as ordained by you according to your word, according to the mandate of the scripture. O God, put verses and word in my lips. Let the message clear, even I know this recording, to reach the rest of the body of your church, to know the things that you want us to know and the things that you want us to do and achieve for you. So pray it, O God. Let be relief, deliverance, workers to be raised up, people to be saved, and servant to be raised up for you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We read in verse 5, then came Shemaiah after Shishak came, and they took these cities, and they attack, and the people gather in Jerusalem. Then came Shemaiah the prophet to Rehoboam and to the princes of Judah that were gathered together to Jerusalem because of Shishak, and said unto them, thus saith the Lord, ye have forsaken me, and therefore have I also left you in the hand of Shishak. Here Shemaiah came and explained to them what had happened. He told them, you have forsaken the Lord, therefore he has forsaken you. That is clear here. When you leave God, God also will leave you. They were doing well, then they left God. Now God allowed Shishak to come. Shemaiah, the prophet, came to explain. Heed the explanation that are giving to you. His explanation, he is why this is happening in your life. You forsake God, God also will forsake you. Therefore, you have to be thankful that God had a place in His church and had a place with people who fear God, who walk with God, and who explained to you what's going on in your life. Heed. Don't throw the explanation away. Heed it seriously and apply it in your life. And what you need to do? Let's read verse 6. Whereupon the princes of Israel and the king humbled themselves, and they said, "The Lord is righteous." What they did? They humbled themselves. When God strike them, they humble down. You need to humble down before the Lord when such thing is happening to you. Don't justify it. Don't put explanation and excuses. It will not work. Because when you humble yourself, God will give you certain relief from the situation that you are in. But if you will put excuses and you will just justify yourself, justify your wrongdoing, then there is no relief will come upon you. That is here the point that you need to understand. Accept your fault and your wrongdoing. Accept that what God had done to you is because of your fault, your mistake, because of your wrongdoing, and you need to accept it. Humble down so God will relieve you. You say here in verse 7, when the Lord saw that they humbled themselves, the word of the Lord came to Shemaiah. Shemaiah, the meaning of Shemaiah, heard by God. Heard by God, saying, they have humbled themselves, therefore I will not destroy them, but I will grant them some deliverance. So here, when you humble yourself, God will relieve you, God will spare you full destruction. He will give you some chance, He will give you some relief. But also, the consequence of your sin, you will bear. They have humbled themselves, therefore I will not destroy them, but I will grant them some deliverance, and my wrath shall not be poured upon Jerusalem by the hand of Shishak. He gives them certain relief when they humble themselves. Learn to humble down. Accept your wrongdoing, so God will give you a relief. And verse 8, nevertheless, they shall be His servants, that they may know my service and the service of the kingdom of the countries. Here the Lord, as a consequence of their sin, the Lord will give them some relief, but the Lord will allow them to be under Shishak, so that they will value, they will know the difference between serving the Lord and between serving other nations. They refuse to serve God. They love God. God allowed them to be slave under other. So they will value the service of God. So here what I want to tell you here. Value every service, every ministry, every work that the Lord and the church is asking you to do. Value it. Serve the Lord. Otherwise, this is what will be taking place. He will put you under the bondage of other people, and you will be slave to them. He said, I will teach them. They will know the difference between serving me and serving other countries, other kingdom. Value the service of God. Hallelujah. You continue to serve the Lord. Now listen to this. They humble themselves. But that is not enough. You need to humble yourself, you need to repent of your sin. When they humble themselves. God did not remove Shishak from over them. Not only that they need to bear the consequences of their sin, but they also need to repent. Because when they did not repent, God allowed that bondage to continue in their life, and that is some sort of backsliding. You know, you see people who are externally, they are humble, but they are still in bondages because they are still sinning their life. They don't want to give up certain wrong ways and certain sins, and they want to continue in their own mind. That's why the Lord will not grant complete relief and deliverance to them. So Shishak, king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem and took away the treasure of the house of the Lord and the treasure of the house of the king's house. He took all, he carried away also the sheet of gold which Solomon had made. So here, God allowed this form of bondage because the backsliding continued. There's no repentance. They just humbled themselves. They say we have mistaken, but they did not show intention to change their ways. And that's why they continue, you know, to be under bondage. Yes, even verse 12, if you read, and when he humbled himself, the wrath of the Lord turned from him that he would not destroy him altogether. And also in Judah things went well. There is some relief. There is a maintenance going on, you know, but there is no complete deliverance because they were not willing to give up their own sin and their own wrong doing. That's why, you know, King Rehoboam, in verse 13, it mentions that, so King Rehoboam strengthened himself in Jerusalem, and then, for Rehoboam was 140 years old when he began to reign. He was 41 years old. You know, that Shishak came on them when he was on his fifth year of reign. But even to the end of his life, it continued that bondage because he was not willing to change his ways and renounce his sin. And he reigned 17 years in Jerusalem, the city which the Lord had chosen out of all the tribes of Israel to put his name there. You know, God does not like lukewarm Christians. Yes, he humbled himself. You know, there are many people, you can see them, they are humble externally, but bondages are there because the sin, their mind, are still the same. You know, these are the lukewarm Christian in the book of Revelation. God does not like the lukewarm Christian. Book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 16 to verse 18. He say, Book of Revelation, chapter 3. Book of Revelation, chapter 3. Verse 16 to verse 18. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew you of thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with hyssop, that thou mayest see. God does not like lukewarm Christian because they are bad testimony to the church. And here Rehoboam and the people with him are a bad testimony to Jerusalem in the way that they have forsaken the Lord. What else? What else? You know, we learn to maintain our achievements. So we need to heed the instruction. We need to humble them. We need to repent. We need to renounce our sin. We need to change our ways. These are the things that God wants us today to learn. You know, in verse 13, he say, in verse 13, 2 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 13, and his mother's name was Naama and Ammonites. That is, the mother is an unbeliever. What we learn from here, we learn that never ever marry an unbeliever, never ever marry what God had not intended for you to marry. Wait upon God, and God will give you the right partner for your life to marry. Maybe his persistent backsliding because of the effect of the mother, unbeliever. That is here the issue. We learn it now from the scriptures. What else? What else? And read verse 14. And he did evil, abstain from all the appearances of evil, avoid sin, wrongdoing. All the sin you have to stop, and all the evil you have to stop. That is how to keep your success. If you don't stop evil, don't stop sin, the success will go. That's how to maintain. What else? Because he prepared not his heart to seek the Lord. He was not seeking God. He did not prepare his heart to seek the Lord. You know, he was nurtured, he was instructed by Shemaiah the prophet and by Iddo the seer. But himself did not seek the Lord. You know, when people hear the word of God, they may not be convinced to apply it in their life, unless themselves they experience the truth by themselves, they discover the truth of the Word of God. That's why I advise you, seek the Lord. Study His Word. Seek the truth by yourself, so that you'll be more convinced to follow the ways of God, so that you can see your sin clearly, you renounce them. Then you set your heart and life to seek the Lord, to save Him wholeheartedly in the way His word ordained. He did not set his heart to seek the Lord. And that is why the success is not maintained. Because he's not convinced. Because he does not know the wonders of God's word by himself. What else? You read in verse 15. Now the acts of Rehoboam, first and last, are they not written in the book of Shemaiah the prophet and of Iddo the seer concerning genealogies? These two persons, Shemaiah the prophets, the meaning of Shemaiah is healed by God. Like when Shemaiah prayed, God healed him. And Iddo the seer, the meaning of Iddo, his witness. Rehoboam was surrounded by such kind of people. Keep yourself to be surrounded by such kind of people. Who can guide you, who can correct you, who can rebuke you when you go into the error. And also, be transparent with such kind of people, so they will know how to help you in your life. What else we learn? How to keep the success? They say, and there were wars between Rehoboam and Jeroboam continually. We spoke about Shishak. The meaning of Shishak is a greedy person. When you seek the Lord wholeheartedly, when you serve Him wholeheartedly, God will take away a greedy people away from you so that they will not take advantage of you. When you seek the Lord and serve Him wholeheartedly, the Lord will not allow the enemies to come and attack you. Who's the second enemy here? It's Jeroboam. The meaning of Jeroboam is, the meaning of it is, the people contented, the people fighted, the people were fighting, the people is contending, the people is fighting. So these are the enemies that is around you. And how you can be protected from all these things? God can protect you from such evildoers when you start to seek the Lord wholeheartedly. And what's the meaning of Rehoboam? The meaning of Rehoboam is the people is enlarged. It means God is intending to bless you, to reward you, so that you need to seek His presence. You need to seek Him more. You need to serve Him wholeheartedly so that His presence, His blessing, and His reward will continue to be in your life. And the last point that we want to say, you say, and Rehoboam slept with his fathers and was buried in the city of David. That's in verse 16. And Abiah, his son, reigned in his stead. You need to think of the next generation. God wants us to raise up our children so that they will lead in the next generation instead of us after we depart. Always we set our hearts to raise up our children to do the work of God. After us. In Book of Revelation, my brethren, chapter 3 and verse 19, the Lord says, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. God hath called you. Amen. God is delighting in you to serve Him. God loves you and God wants you to stay and to spend eternity with Him. And that is why today is the message for you to come, to repent, to renounce your sin, to not only to humble down, but to repent, to seek the Lord, to do His will, to find out from the wonders of His word what He wants you to do. So that you can see your sin, you repent of them, you can see what God is asking you to do. You will live for Him in complete deliverance. And God's blessing will flow in your life. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and be with him. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and I am set down in my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Let's come now to God. Let us repent of our sin. Let us stand in his presence. Let us see what are the faults that we have. Examine ourselves. Why we are not able to achieve the success. What are the sins that we need to renounce? God wants us to repent of these things. God wants us to change our ways and surrender our life fully to Him. Let's pray. Let's all stand in His presence. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you, O God, for the clear message to us. We come to you in the name of Jesus. We renounce our sins. He has forsaken the Lord. Come back to the Lord. Come back to His church. Come back to the ministry. Be thankful that God is blessing the church. Be thankful God has asked you to do ministry. Be thankful. Oh God, make a way, Lord. Make a way, oh God. Make a way, Lord, for your people to come to surrender their life fully to you, oh God. Lord, I pray, pour out your Holy Spirit, oh God. Let the fire again, oh Lord, in the life of your church and your people. I break all bondages, the sins, the work of devil right now. In the name of Jesus, I pray for the fear of God upon your people, Lord, upon your church, that they will surrender everything to you and be willing to submit to your will in full, O God. Light the fire again in the life of your church, O God. Lord, you will help, you will strengthen, and you will provide. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, oh God, this is the song for you, of your people, and this is their prayer, that they give their life, I give my life to you, Lord. We give our life to you, to serve you, O God. I pray for deliverance, pray for relief, I pray for restoration, I pray for people to come and serve you wholeheartedly. Lord, take your word and spread it. Lord, you bless us, enlarge our territory, God, let your hand with us. Keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Give me.